This is Growing Up Aspen season two, where we're actually going to deep dive with a bunch of folks that we actually grew up with. Usually it's Chris Pomeroy and myself, Andy Collin, but today it's just Mike Merolt and I. And I personally feel lucky. I feel like I got a glimpse into all this stuff you're talking about. And so I felt honored to have been in that. To experience, have experienced that stuff. And I feel like it's sad because every time I go, to Aspen, I just see it change. We were just the other day, we were on the West End going through Zillow, walking through the homes and seeing, and you're like, oh, 65 million, oh, 18 million, oh, 20 million. Oh, back in our day, that would have been 5, 10 million would have been the tops, And it was less about bringing Hollywood there, and it was more about getting away from Hollywood. Aspen represented total distance from it. Whereas, I think it's great. We have all the international groups there and all the meetings and all that stuff, but it's starting to feel more like Davos than it is like Aspen.
Well, it is, and I think a lot of locals feel that as something painful, and in a certain way, it is. I do think that I was kind of developing a chip on my shoulder about it, and I'm good friends with Steve Crockett, and he pointed it out. He, of all people, pointed it out. He said, I kind of painted myself into a corner. And I don't know how familiar you are with this story of Steve Crockett, but he got to a point where he was so disenfranchised from the changes that were going on that he moved out. And he moved to a little town over by Telluride. And I remember him telling me, he said, I love living over here and everything, but he said, it's not Aspen. And he said, Aspen is just so unique. And until you get out of it, you don't understand how great it is. And so even though Aspen has gone through a lot of changes, it's still a pretty awesome place to be. And as it relates to, some of the stuff that I'm still doing, even, as an old man, I can go out and I can climb and ski up Castle, Peak, or in that valley, or go up the pass, or up Maroon, and I can go out there and I can have that solo atmosphere where I rarely see people. That you've got the hot spots like Blue Peak in the spring where you're gonna, run into 100 people. But you can still get away from it. And if anything, the type of community that we have now isolates that stuff even more because there's just not a lot of people that take their AT gear much past the ski areas. And so it's something that you have to learn to accept, and yet you have to really concentrate on the good aspects of Aspen. And I think there's still a lot of really good stuff going on.
I feel like it's in sort of a pattern of trying to figure out before everything moves too fast, how do we lock on to that was at your book signing that the Historical Society did. I mean, I got asked to talk and all that stuff with them, and it feels to me like they're trying to figure out how to lock down some of the history and have that be part of the Aspen culture and the Aspen brand. But the rest of the world is trying to come in and move, and it feels like they're sort of this trying to make it work. And I can't quite see what it's going to be, but I see it starting to shape. I see people starting to try to figure out how to put, in other words, it's not just pictures of 45. With first skis, the wooden skis, and all that stuff all over the place. Because Aspen now, you're 60s, 70s, 80s. There's whole stretches of community and people that built. I mean, the reason why the 60s had the flavor it did was because some of the folks that came in, like Sandy Monroe,
Well, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and we are losing some of the character of Aspen in the process, and that's painful. That's painful. I mean, when you
It is,
used
but
to go to the 4th of July parade, you knew everybody on the street. Now, I mean, I went this year for the first time in a few years, and it was still fun and it was still great, but it's like, I see more people when I go to City Market in Willits, more right. locals down there.
Right.
And it's kind of funny, you know, La Casina used to be the place when yeah. I was a young Hellraiser, not that I was ever much of a Hellraiser, but you know, you'd go into La Casina and you'd see everybody.
Yeah.
And it's really funny. My wife and I went to Basalt to dinner a couple months ago, and every place was full. So we went over to the Tipsy Trout and we just started laughing. It's like they moved La Casina down to the Tipsy Trout.
I mean, that's awesome.
Cool. It was really cool. I mean, the same characters.
That's awesome.
They're just older. That's all.
Awesome. Well, so you know, it's interesting. It's interesting because
you got to work for it.
Well, it's interesting because this same thing we're talking about, it's not just Aspen. It's here too. I'm in Portland, Oregon. And when I got here in 89, it was the artsy community, you know, the Hunter Thompson, the Carter, the Bennett, you know, all the artist folks, all that stuff. I got into that crowd down here, Gus Van Sant and Will Vinton and yeah. Bob Gardner. I mean, I got to see the underbelly of that art scene here. And it was really fun to be part of that as a young kid, you know?
Yeah.
And to see it change now, it's same thing, you know, people moving up from San Francisco. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm out of here. And so they're moving up I-5. And it's changing all the little dives, all the little towns. Just like you were saying, I could go to a movie theater and bump into probably five or six people I knew. You know, now it's not the same.
It's just a different world. I mean, I was just talking with Steve and he went to visit his daughter at, you know, college day. And he said, yeah, she was just so busy that, you know, we didn't really get to see her a lot. And I said, well, it's a different world, Steve. I mean, you know, when you and I were in college, you know, we'd call home maybe once a week, for sure, you know, once every couple of weeks, but we didn't have FaceTime. I mean, my daughter is going to the American University in Paris, and I can pick up my iPhone and I can see her face and I can talk to her, you know, two or three times a week.
Yeah.
And we're more connected now than we've ever been with technology. But I think the reason why the locals in Aspen are having a hard time with the losing the character, the characters have kind of shifted because yeah. Aspen is so expensive.
Yeah.
But you can go to First Fridays in Carbondale. You can go to the Tipsy right. Trout and right. you can see a lot of the same people right. that used to be the characters of
it's
Aspen.
Just not,
and
it's just
so
not downtown.
You kind of have to broaden your right. perspective and just consider the fact that it's not Aspen versus Basalt. It's Aspen and Basalt are really, it's the Roaring Fork Valley.
Well, they've become feeder towns for Aspen. And so in a way they're directly related. They're in yeah. the same bloodstream, you know? And so it feels like, whereas before it was a truck stop, now it's yeah. an important place because that's mostly where, yeah. I mean, I remember when we were kids growing up in Aspen, 80% of our friends lived in homes
yeah.
that were in Aspen. Now, probably 80% live in employee housing, which is totally different, or Down Valley. But very little own homes in Aspen now. They were inherited or something, because it's really almost impossible to afford a house.
It is. I mean, when we were little kids, I mean, even when I was coaching Little League back in the late 80s, I mean, we would be on 82 and I'd be in the bus going to Glenwood. And I mean, the kids would all hold their breath while yeah. we went through Basalt.
Yeah.
You know? We had rivalries and we don't have that anymore.
Right.
Because you can't have a rivalry with all of your acquaintances and friends. And we're just spread out, you know, more Down Valley than in Aspen, but there's still a lot of community in the Roaring Fork Valley. And yeah, you got to work a little bit more for it, but it's still there. And I do think that Aspen is going through some growth pains. And I do think that there are some problems. I mean, I'm, you know, my business as a CPA in Aspen, has taken the hit from the housing, just like everybody has. And I've lost three employees to accounting firms in Glenwood simply because, not because Glenwood's a better or worse place to live than Aspen, but because that's where there's some housing and there's a need down there. And so, it's left me at, almost age 60 working like an intern to get it all done. Because the other problem I have is that I've had all these clients for so many years. I know that if I drop them to kind of ease into a little bit of retirement, not that I'll ever retire, I love what I do, but
yeah,
they'll be in the lurch because there's nobody to do their accounting. So it's that's the painful practical part for me. But the character of Aspen has just been displaced a little bit further down valley, and it's still there though. And it's, I've got no intentions of moving. I mean, I still love living here.
No, I feel this. I hear the same. And I every time I go down to Carbondale, I feel more like I'm walking down Main Street than I used to, you know?
Totally.